I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The coup in the Central African Republic took HCJB Global radio partner ICDI off the air. Rebels broke into the ministry offices in the capital city of Bangui as the fighting escalated. Stephen Peacock, a machinist with HCJB, escaped hours before the capital fell. Rebels ran off with equipment.
The radio station had been partly dismantled. They'd stolen a generator and some transmitter pieces as well.
The rebels came back. Everyone's okay, but rattled. The ministry team wants to get back on the air.
The main thing to pray for now is just for peace to prevail there. They seem to be after property, not lives, but there's no stable government, there's no infrastructure that's working.
Next, yet another Christian has died while in detention in Eritrea. Open Door sources reported that Bele Tekebu died at the Ala military camp after being refused treatment for his leukemia. His treatment was contingent upon the recanting of his faith. Is this story beginning to sound like a broken record? Well, it's because there's been a dramatic surge of arrests, torture, and deaths of Christians who've been arrested for their faith. They're only asking one thing, that you would pray for them. And remember the religion law in Kazakhstan that we told you about earlier this week? Well, it's making unregistered evangelism a criminal offense. But the law is nothing new for Central Asia, says Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
Many of these national governments are beginning to retrench, really, on religious freedom.
Despite the persecution, Christ followers in Central Asia are pressing on.
They're still bound and determined to serve the Lord no matter what the cost.
Pray Christians will keep living out their faith and sharing the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Open Door USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.